Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, On Call with the Prairie Doc airs on SDPB television. Tonight's episode is Benefits and Side Effects from Drugs, Making It Balance. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc, and he joins us now with more. Dr. Holm, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, Chris.
Pleasure to talk to you today. You know, really, you said it best in a text message you sent me. When are medications good? And we'll start with that. When are they good?
Well, you know, and that's what we'll talk about tonight with Dr. Pharmacist, a doctor of pharmacy, Dr. Hansen, and a geriatrician, Dr. Kidway. And we'll be talking about the goods and the bads about medicines. The good drugs are the medications used at the right time mm-hmm. that help the patient. And, you know, you can have a lot of examples. The best example I can think of is the proton pump inhibitors that help people who have just unrelenting heartburn have relief. Antibiotics, when someone has a severe infection and it gives them brings them to recovery. You know, it saves their lives. It used to be people would die and then they're from an infection. Now they don't nearly as much. The list can go on and on. I'm a person who is in favor of medications when used appropriately. High blood pressure medicines to prevent strokes, statins to use when a person's had a heart attack. They can be bad too, you know, Chris. Mm-hmm. Those same drugs, for example, an elderly person or an older person who is using a high blood pressure medication and can end up passing out when they stand up. Statins can sometimes bring on confusion in an older person. There's a lot of reasons to be very careful about medication. And thus, in the geriatric literature, we've come up with a word called polypharmacy. Have you ever heard that before?
I have not until you said it to me. So tell me what that is.
Too many drugs.
Ah, okay.
Poly, meaning too many, or many. Pharmacy, polypharmacy, too many meds. And so we do know that polypharmacy is a reality, particularly in the elderly. People can come by and in my office, and they'll have more medicines than they take in the morning. That they have no room for breakfast. One of the things that we try to do is to keep medications down. And the tendency when a person comes in to see the doctor is, I have a problem.
Your phone is breaking up there, Dr. Holm. We're talking to Dr. Holm today. He's the Prairie Doc. His TV show is on tonight, On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB TV. Are you there, Doc?
Yes, I am. Just a minute. Let me find a better spot. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfectly. And my question to you is, we're talking about medications today, and let's use the drug, and one comes to mind, amlodipine. Amlodipine is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a type of a blood thinner, if you will, for stroke patients and things like that. Now, you can be on that for quite some time. Will your body ever get used to that and start rejecting it?
Amlodipine mostly is medicine for high blood pressure.
That's what I meant, high blood pressure. Yeah. Right.
Yes, but for the most part, amlodipine, it has quite, is one of the advantages of amlodipine. It doesn't have so many side effects. Hmm. But the problem is that when you become older, your blood pressure, your pulse pressure gets wider. As an older person, a normal blood pressure might not be 120 over 80. It might be 140 over 60. And so you have a wider pulse pressure. And then what happens is, well, I need to get that 140 or that 150 down to 120. Well, you do that, and what happens is the person passes out when they stand up. And so falling and breaking a hip is way more dangerous than high blood pressure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Now, we're going to get into tachyphylaxis a little bit because we are talking about medications. And tachyphylaxis is very interesting. I'll let you describe what tachyphylaxis really is.
Well, tachyphylaxis is the thing that we typically understand with the narcotics.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a shot of heroin. It gives me a high. That's really great. The next time I use it, it's not quite as great. The next time I use it, it's not nearly as great. And the next time I use it, doesn't hardly work at all. You got to go a higher dose every time to make it work. A person who, and the problem is you stop it. Now you're at a higher dose and you stop it, you'll have withdrawal. A person who uses constipation medicines with a stimulant laxative like Correctol or X-Lax or Senna, each time you use it, it works a little less. And finally, it's as if you weren't taking it at all, and then you stop it, and then you have withdrawal constipation. That's that way with a lot of medications, not all. And so you have to be aware of that. And so as needed medications, and people will get into using too many medications. So it's a complicated story, this thing about taking medicines. And that's what we're trying to clarify tonight on TV on South Dakota Public Broadcasting at 7 o'clock. You know, there's just a lot about it.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Rick Holm. He's the Prairie Doc, and like you just mentioned, his show is tonight at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB-TV. Doc Holm, it's that time of year, and I know people that that suffer from allergies. Is there any benefit, or is there any truth, I should say, to playing tennis with your allergy medicines, like in flip-flopping back and forth because your body gets used to this one, you want to flip to another one? Is there any truth to that at all?
You know, I think that for the most part, the anti-allergy medicines, you know, they're so subtle that you don't know that they're working sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think tachyphylaxis is part of the anti-allergy medicine problem. The problem with the anti-allergy medicines is that it takes 2 or 3 weeks for them to really take effect for seasonal allergies. And so the time you should start them is before the allergies begin. You know, they're just a subtle help. Not if you are having a major allergic reaction. Sometimes they're more powerful, but for the most part, they're just a subtle help. And so it's hard to know for sure when and if they're working, and if you've been on them long enough. I like the anti-allergy medicines, but then you know, I don't like Benadryl. Particularly in the elderly, because Benadryl will cause confusion, drowsiness, falling. And so we try to avoid that one. The Zyrtec and the Allegra, I think, are the best.
In the remaining minute we have left, Dr. Holm, how valuable are antidepressants?
I think they're extremely beneficial. Some of the very best medicines that we have now to benefit society. But I have to say that if you do a walk a day with the antidepressants, it improves it. I mean, exercise triples the effect of the antidepressants, and I've just seen so many people helped by them. The tranquilizer like Valium or the sleeping pills that are related to the benzodiazepines, those are not so good. They're bad. The antidepressants, they're not. They don't have tachyphylaxis. They don't cause rebound depression. They're wonderful medicines. And so I encourage those when a person is truly having depression. It's one of the best medicines that we've come up with in the last 30 years.
Tune in to see tonight's episode of On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB-TV at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Holm, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Take care of yourself, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Chris.